Joshua chapter number 3. Joshua chapter 3. We've already prayed, so we'll get started. Title of the message tonight is The Stones of Remembrance. The Stones of Remembrance. Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3, verse number 1. We are going to read Joshua chapter 3 and 4. Don't worry, they're not that long. All right, Joshua chapter 3, and the message tonight is the stones of remembrance. Okay? And we'll read in verse number 1. And Joshua arose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim, and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host, and they commanded the people, saying, When ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which ye must go, for ye have not passed this way heretofore. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant, and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant, and went before the people. And the Lord said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the water of Jordan, ye shall stand still in Jordan. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, Come hither, and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Hivites, and the Perizzites, and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into Jordan. Now, therefore, take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man, and it shall come to pass, as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of Jordan, that the waters of Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand upon an heap. And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the ark of the covenant before the people, and as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon an heap very far from the city, Adam, that is beside Zaratan. And those that came down towards the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off. And the people passed over right against Jericho. And the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. All right, chapter 4, verse number 1. Now this is children of Israel. They've already been delivered out of slavery in Egypt. They wandered 40 years because of their lack of faith. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And now, God's giving them another chance to put their faith in him. And they're getting ready to cross the Jordan River into the Promised Land. And Joshua is the new leader. Moses has died, and Joshua is the new leader. So we'll pick it back up again in chapter number 4, verse number 1. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command ye them, saying, Take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man, and Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take you up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. Okay, so these weren't just small stones you can put in your hand. They had to put it on their shoulder. Okay, these are larger stones. Okay, verse number 6, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Okay, so they're supposed to take 12 stones out of the place, out of Jordan, where the priest stood still with the ark, and they're supposed to make a memorial, make a pile, make a heap of the stones, so that, verse number 6, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it passed over Jordan. The waters of Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Okay, what is a memorial? A memorial is something, especially a structure, established to remind people of a person or an event. Okay? It can be that which preserves the memory of something. Okay? Any note or hint to assist the memory. Okay? So it's something to remind us of something else, an event or person. Okay? So we'll pick back up in verse number 8. They were erecting a memorial with these 12 stones that came out of Jordan, and it was for the children of Israel and their children, so that they would remember what God did for them, and that they were, that God was faithful to them. Verse number 8, and the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones out of the midst of Jordan, as the Lord spake unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them unto the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the ark of the covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. Okay, so they made two piles. God told them to pick them up, make a pile where they lodged out of the river, and Joshua made another pile in the river. So verse number 10, for the priests which bear the ark stood in the midst of Jordan until everything was finished that the Lord commanded Joshua to speak unto the people, according to all that Moses commanded Joshua, and the people hasted and passed over. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, that the ark of the Lord passed over, and the priests, in the presence of the people. And the children of Reuben, and the children of Gad, and half the tribe of Manasseh, passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle, to the plains of Jericho. On that day, the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan returned unto their place and flowed over all his banks as they did before. Excuse me. And the people came up out of Jordan on the 10th day of the first month and encamped in Gilgal in the east border of Jericho. And those 12 stones which they took out of Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. So these 12 stones were a memorial for the Israelites, not just for them, but in verse number 24, it says that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. So it was for the Israelites, but it was for all the people of the earth as well. Okay? So memorials are important. They help us remember a significant event or person. And God has left memorials for us. And he's commanded us to have memorials. Okay, we're going to look tonight at three types of stones of remembrance. The message is about stones of remembrance. We have three types of stones of remembrance. The first one is the literal or the actual stones of remembrance. Okay, that would be the actual stones they took out of the river and pitched in Gilgal. Okay, these stones were there for the Israelites to look at and remember what God had done for them. These stones were placed in a public place for all to see, so that God could get glory from them. God has given us a literal stone of remembrance. Just like he gave them a 12 stones of remembrance as a memorial, he's given us a literal stone of remembrance. The Bible, God's word, it's our stone of remembrance. It's our literal stone of remembrance. It's a memorial. It is a record of what he's done for others, but it's also a picture of what he wants to do for us. And it's literal. We have it in our hands. We can read it. Okay? It is a literal stone of remembrance. Something that can help us to remember who God is and what he's done for us. If we read it, we can remember who he is and what he's done for us. Psalms 119, verse 105. Psalms 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Okay? It's more than just a book to read. It's a memorial. We can read his word and understand who God is and what he does in our lives. Okay? It's a literal stone of remembrance. Okay? The second type of stone we're looking at is the living stones of remembrance. Okay? So number one, we have a literal stone of remembrance that would have been for the Israelites, that would have been those actual stones that they could go to and look at. And for us, that's God's word that we can go to, we can read, we can look at, we can understand who God is, what he's done. Then we have the living stones of remembrance. Okay, 1 Peter chapter number 2. 1 Peter chapter number 2. Verse number 5. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Ye also, as lively stones, we as Christians are living stones of remembrance. Okay, we are the living stones of remembrance. God has placed living stones of remembrance, us that are saved, for other people to see, so that they can know who God is and what He's done, so they can remember who God is and what He continues to do. We're the living stones of remembrance that people should see and ask the same questions they asked the Israelites about those 12 stones. What is it that makes you different? In our lives, we should have people asking us, what makes you different? We should be different. Our lives should be different. We should have people asking, what makes you different? Why do you do the things that you do? Why do you go to church? Why do you read the Bible? These are all things we should have people asking us. The Bible says we're supposed to be a peculiar people, not a weird people, a set apart people. We should be different. Different doesn't mean weird, okay? We don't have to be off in left field to be a Christian and to be right with God. We just need to be right with God, all right? People should be asking us, why don't you swear? Hopefully, they can ask us that. Profanity is the linguistic crutch of the inarticulate. I like that saying. I like putting it on the sign too. Profanity is the linguistic crutch of the inarticulate. In other words, when somebody cannot articulate, they don't know what to say, they use profanity and they use it as a crutch. So don't use profanity as a crutch, okay? It means you're inarticulate, okay? Hopefully, people would ask you, why don't you use language? Why don't you swear? What is different about you, okay? What is different about your life? Hopefully, our life is different enough that we have people asking us, what's different? God has us here to be the salt and light in a dying world. We should live in a way that causes people to remember who God is and what He's done. We should live in a way that reminds them of the literal stone of remembrance that He's given us to be a memorial of who He is. So turn to Matthew chapter 5. Remember, we were talking about lively stones, we as living stones of remembrance. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. What do we use salt for? We use salt to preserve things. We use salt to give something flavor. Okay, the salt is different. It has a different texture. It has a different taste. It's completely different from the thing that we add it to. And we want something different to add to it. Okay, the salt, we are the salt of the earth. God has us here as living stones of remembrance so that others can be saved, but not only so that others can be saved, so for other Christians to see and be reminded, you know what? God is still working today. Just like He was in the Bible times, He's still alive. He's still working today. And we're to be those lively stones. So it says here, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? If the salt, you know what happens to salt if it gets wet especially, but if you just leave it for long periods of time, it goes bad. It doesn't have a taste. It does not do what it needs to do. And it says, if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. So back In this time, they had big barrels of salt. Okay, they would keep them in the house or in wherever. But they would use it on a lot of things. On the bottom of the barrel, the salt would lose its savor. It would be there for a long time. And what they would do is they'd take the leftovers, the bad salt, and they'd throw it into the street. Okay? So that's where we get this analogy. It's henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. If we're not being the salt in this world, God says, what good did he leave us here for? If we're not doing what he's asked us to do, if we're not doing what he left us here for, what good are we as a salt if we have no savor? Okay, as the living stone of remembrance, okay, for a lost and dying world, we should be different. Okay, verse number 14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Excuse me. We ought to be different. Our lives ought to be different because we are living stones of remembrance for a lost and dying world, but also for other Christians to look at and see and remember who God is and what he's done for us. Do people see Christ in us? Would someone say something about our lives that our life is different? Do people see Christ in us? Okay, number three. Okay, remember the first one we talked about is the literal stone of remembrance, and that's the Bible. Okay, the second stone of remembrance is the living stones of remembrance, and that's you and me. And the third one is the lasting stones of remembrance. The lasting stones of remembrance are testimony or our legacy after we're gone. Okay? Our testimony or legacy after we're gone. Okay? Turn to Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, verse number 11. Luke 17:11 says, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Okay, this is Jesus and his earthly ministry. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger? And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Okay, the number three, the last one we're looking at is the lasting stones of remembrance. Our testimony or our legacy after we're gone. What does someone say about our lives? What does someone say about us after we're gone? Okay? There were 10 men who saw the power and the might of God in their own lives when they were all cleansed from leprosy. Only one of the 10 gave God the glory. Only one of the 10 came and thanked God. Only one decided to have an attitude of gratitude. In order for us to be the lasting stones of remembrance in our society, we need to cultivate and grow an attitude of being thankful, an attitude of gratitude. We need to share what God's done in our life, not only in salvation, but answered prayer requests, okay? Whatever God's done in our lives, we should be sharing with strangers, with our friends, with our family, in order for us to be the lasting stones of remembrance when we're gone. We need to share what God has done for us, okay? So we looked at the literal stone of remembrance, that would be the Bible. We looked at the living stones of remembrance, that would be you and me as Christians, saved people. Then we looked at the lasting stones of remembrance, that's our testimony or our legacy after we're gone. And just when you think we're almost done, we have six more points. So, turn to Psalms chapter 77. Psalms chapter 77, verse number 11. Psalm 77, verse number 11. Says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. Okay, we're going to look at six different ways to practice remembering the works of God. Six different ways we can practice remembering who God is, what he's done, and what he continues to do in our lives. Okay? First one is meditate. Okay? First one is meditate. Psalm 63:6. A lot of these are in Psalms, so you don't have to turn too far. Psalm 63:6 says, when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Okay, this is David, and he's meditating on God. He's remembering God in bed. He's remembering God in the night watches. Okay, Psalm 77. Go back over to Psalm 77, verse number 12. Psalm 77, 12, it says, I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Okay? I will meditate also of all thy works. Of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Okay? If we'll meditate on God, who he is, and what he's done for us, that will help us to remember him and be a living stone of remembrance. We should pause and think about what God is doing in and around us at that time. Okay, number one is meditate. Number two is sing. Okay, there's a reason we come together and we sing. Okay, Psalms 95, verse number 1. Psalm 95, verse number 1. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Okay, we should sing. Singing will help. Singing to God, I should clarify that. Singing to God, singing songs that glorify God, will help us be that living stone of remembrance. Will help us remember who God is and what he's done and what he wants to continue to do in our lives. Okay, Psalms 105, verse number 2, just a couple pages over. Psalm 105, verse number 2. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Okay, sing unto him, talk of all his wondrous works. Okay, hold your place in Psalms and go to Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians chapter number 5. Ephesians 5:19-20. See, it's for New Testament Christians as well. All right. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So number one, it'll help if we meditate on God, what he's done, who he is. Number two, it'll help us if we'll sing songs that praise him. Okay? We should sing praises to God and think about the words as we sing them. When we're in church, singing, when we're at home singing, when we're listening to music, we should listen to the words, because the point of the song is to glorify God. If we're not listening to the words, if we're not paying attention to what we're singing, are we giving God glory ourselves? We should be paying attention to what we're singing and giving God glory in our heart as well as with our voice. All right, so number one is meditate. Number two is sing. Number three, reach out. Okay? Number three is reach out. Turn back to Psalms chapter 96. Psalms 96, verse number 3. Number 3 is reach out. Psalm 96, 3, it says, declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. It's pretty hard to forget who God is and what he's done for you if you're sharing what he's done for you and you're sharing your faith with others, okay? So number 3, reach out, all right? Hold your place in Psalms. And in the New Testament, turn to Romans 1:16. Romans chapter 1, verse number 16. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Okay? We shouldn't be ashamed of our faith. We should not be ashamed of the gospel. We should share it. We need to reach out and share it. That will help us remember what he's done for us. One more in the New Testament. 1 Peter 3:15. 1 Peter 3:15. Says, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." So number one, our hope, that hope should show through us. But number two, we should be ready to give an answer. If we'll meditate, if we'll sing, we'll be ready to reach out. All right? So number one, meditate. Number two, sing. Number three, reach out. We need to tell a friend what God's done in our lives. We need to share the gospel with others, okay? Number four, reflect, all right? Number four, reflect. Turn back to Psalms. Number four, reflect. Psalm 143, verse number 5. Psalm 143, verse number 5. Says, "I remember the days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hands." Okay? Reflect. Take a minute and reflect on what God has done. Take a minute and reflect on what God has done in your life. I need to take a minute and reflect in what he's done in my life. Okay? When you get a chance, not tonight, but later, Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Read that entire chapter. Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Okay, read that later and keep in mind, reflect. Number 4 is reflect on what God has done in your life. If you have a prayer journal, read it and think about what God has done. All the prayer requests. Thank him for your salvation. Okay, we need to reflect on what God's already done in our lives. So number one, meditate. Number two, sing. Number three, reach out. Number four, reflect. Number five, read. Okay, number five, read. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Okay, number five, remember these are six things that will help us to be living stones of remembrance, to help us to remember, to memorialize who God is, what he's done. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." All right? The first tells us to meditate. The first point we had was meditate, but it was meditate on who God is and what he's done in our lives. Here, we're talking about meditating on God's word, okay? Meditating on God's word, meditating on God's literal stone of remembrance will help us remember who God is and what he's done for us, okay? 1 Timothy chapter 4 in the New Testament, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 15. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 15 says, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. I'm in 2 Timothy, confusing myself. 4:15, yeah, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. We need to meditate on God's word. It will help us remember who he is and what he's done for us. Psalm 78, this again is later. Read Psalm 78, 89, 103 through 107. All of those will help you to meditate on his word. So read Psalms is a really good place to read. So number five is pause. I'm sorry, number six is pause. Number one was meditate. Number two was sing. Number three was reach out. Number four was reflect. Number five was read. And number six is pause. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 26. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 26. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Okay, number six, pause. Okay, take a moment and pause. Okay, Psalms chapter 46, verse number 10. Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Okay? Be still. Pause. Take time. We all have busy lives, but we all need to take time to pause. We need to take time to pause when we normally wouldn't and think about what God is doing and thank him for it. Okay? So, six things we can do to practice remembering the works of God and being the living stones of remembrance. Number one, we can meditate on who God is and what he's done. We can sing praises to him. We can reach out. We can tell others what he's done for us. We can share the gospel, all right? We can reflect on what he's already done for us. We can read his word and meditate in his word. And we can pause when we normally wouldn't. In our busy lives, we can pause and take time away from our busy life and think about what he's done for us. All right? So in conclusion, we must study the literal stone of remembrance, the Bible, so that we can be living stones of remembrance through our life, so that we can leave a lasting stone of remembrance, our testimony, or our legacy. What kind of life are we living? What kind of legacy will we have? Will anybody wonder if we were a Christian when we die? Let's pray.